list of just the sort of tomfoolery you might hear when you tune into morelikeradio.com every Wednesday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Who's
there?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears who?
Hey, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oops, I did it again. Did you hear about the constipated mathematician?
No.
He worked his problem out with a pencil.
Ew.
It was a number two pencil. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl going to the bathroom?
Because the pee is silent.
Yeah.
Don't waste your precious time on video games or television. Those are delights of the devil. Listen to More Like Radio and be absolved of your sins.
A magician was driving down the street. Then he turned into a driveway. How does a train eat?
Say that again.
How does a train eat? It goes choo-choo.
Marvel at the folds and wrinkles of the tapestry of nothing short of sheer brilliance that is Marie Lopez.
What does a nosy pepper do? It's hella pain in your business. Where do animals go when their tails fall off?
Where?
The retail store.
Where's the website?
What's the best thing about living in Switzerland?
What?
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
So tune into morelikeradio.com and let the sweet sounds caress your ear holes and titillate your funny bone. Especially on the Hippojuice Show every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right before that other show where the darkies aren't allowed.
How many South Americans does it take to change a light bulb? A Brazilian?
I officially hate all of those. They're so bad.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Is it better, Dennis?
Yeah, it's good, Dan.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll record on mine just in case, too. How about that?
I think Eric positioned her mic right next to her keyboard.
I'm moving it.
Oh, wait. I thought her keyboard was a microphone.
Or the microphone.
No, that's
what it is. The
keyboard slash microphones.
What does a buffalo say to his son when he left for
college?
Can
we start the show?
I'll miss you.
Bye, son.
Bye, son.
And on that note, welcome to the Game of Thrones podcast. I am Western Echo on Twitter. With us today, the owner of the station and the host of his own flagship show, Mr. Royce Lopez.
Whoop, whoop.
And his beautiful wife and a co-host of said Hippojuice show and a bunch of other shows on the network, Marie Lopez.
Tried to take a photograph of some fog. Missed.
Good one.
Aww.
Also joining us, Dee, who's a loyal listener of the station.
Hello.
And with us, the regulars, Ariel of the Nerd Hour and Scrambler of the Retro.
Hello. Howdy.
So, let's not drag this on any longer out of fear that Marie's going to read any more of those. What did you guys think of episode 4, Oathkeeper?
Well, I thought it was Oathtastic.
I named one of my sexual toys after Oathkeeper now.
That's pretty awesome.
Is one of your sexual toys going to liberate Sansa?
Right.
You're going to protect the Stark girls from now on.
Which, by the way...
bring them back to Lady Catelyn. She's dead.
Shh! It's too early for that. Oh, did I just say something
so
out loud?
Grandma killed, what's-his-face, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, and I've read a bunch of people comment on this, half of this episode was not in the books at all.
What?
They revealed things here that are not supposed to have been revealed for a while, like the fact that Marjorie's mother killed Joffrey.
Marjorie.
So that's not, and Littlefinger.
It's not true?
No, it is true.
It is true, they just don't reveal it in the books.
Oh.
They kind of shuffle things around.
That's true.
Because George R. R. Martin wrote the episode that it happened.
Well, how do you know if he's not joshing us?
I don't know, man.
I'm pretty sure it's true, though. Her and Littlefinger did it, and she put the poison in Sam's necklace. So now Littlefinger can be all, see, you're an accomplice. Too bad. Supposedly she adjusted the necklace or her hair or something at some point during the wedding and took it off and put it in poison.
Yeah, she comes over when she's like, oh, terrible shame, killing a man at a wedding. Stares into the car like she's on The Office. Takes it and then puts it and then is like, I don't know when she did. But she totally took it off the necklace.
But I read that it happened.
Like, I think when it's at the wedding, you see one of the stones, like the farthest left one, is like gone. Like, it's there when she's talking to her, and then she touches it, and then it's gone.
Yeah, Baelish actually goes so much as to explain it to Sansa while they're on the ship.
Yeah.
He tells
at first,
the whole
I thought he was just lying, but no.
And
that's what really happened.
How creepy that entire scene with Baelish. First of all, it gives you a little sense of exactly what kind of delights he has planned for her.
Well, I don't think
like most of the men.
Yeah.
The plans for the women in Game of Thrones include rape, rape, and more rape.
Speaking of the rape,
I like,
rape.
I like
did you enjoy more background rape?
Rape is alive and well on Game of Thrones.
Background rape, yeah.
No, the background forced moments of intimacy.
I apologize.
That's right,
yes,
forced moments of intimacy. We coined a term last week.
No, it's rape.
I truly enjoyed thinking about the extra that was like, are you serious? I get to be an extra, but I get to still have sex with the person? That's my extra work? Because normally extras just have to stand and like look busy and walk around and stuff in the background, fiddle with papers and stuff. This guy's like, nope, you were taking your clothes off and fucking a girl and we're not even going to focus on
something
you.
Something else I want to bring up, because you brought up this sex thing.
The girl.
No,
the girl in the background getting raped too was just like, okay, guys, this is my big moment. Here it comes. There it is. There's my poop flopping around. There it goes.
I'm getting raped. Mom, did you see me?
Mom, did you see me get raped? I think I did it good.
Did you see my rape scene, Mom?
Hey, Mom, you see that ass being violated? That's me, Mom. That's me.
Not now. I'm trying to watch my stories.
Next stop, Emmys.
You know, yesterday I completely must have missed the fact, I was reminded yesterday we were watching the episode that the Unsullied were castrated when they were five. I was thinking to myself, that seems a little actually counterproductive, because they don't have testosterone, so you're not going to get big muscular men. You're going to get a bunch of just asexual weirdos.
Maybe that's why that guy's so skinny.
Oh, but my point.
His worm's pretty skinny, little whatever.
Yeah.
Royce, may I ask what you thought an Unsullied was? Were you just thinking somebody... it was a guy that didn't listen to the Sully Show on More Like Radio?
I thought an Unsullied was akin to like the Keepers of the Wall that took like an oath not to have sex or something. Like that's honestly what I thought.
Uh-oh.
I didn't think that they were cast. Now I know that they are, but
it was
I thought
a little less fortunate than that.
And yeah. The whole reason why it was brought up, because in this episode, what's her face, the one female slave was teaching him how to speak English. And I was like, are they going to fuck? And I was like, oh, no, wait, they can't fuck. He doesn't have a penis. And Royce is like, what?
That's I didn't realize that there was.
I mean, he has a penis. He doesn't have balls.
He doesn't have balls. It just
seems like,
without testosterone, you're gonna like the barbarians that Khaleesi was with before. Those dudes were big fucking. Those girls, they weren't Unsullied.
They probably hung low.
These guys seem like they would just cry a lot because they have no testosterone.
Yeah, they were very much Sullied.
Yeah. Aww. And at least they're not eunuchs where they cut the dick off too.
But what's wrong with that?
I mean, peeing has got to be awkward.
Oh look, somebody else just jumped in.
Who?
Who? Didn't Sean just jump in there for a second?
He didn't.
Oh no, he's an Unsullied too.
What happened?
That's why he's so good on radio. We cut off his testicles at the age of five. Now he just fucking kills it because he has no testosterone in his system. All he has is jokes.
So
I would say he goes hard, but that wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So
he goes. Let's just say he was pushing rope.
All right. Yes. Stop making fun of Sean.
You make fun of Sean.
No, I don't want to. I want to talk about something.
Okay.
Bran.
Penis.
I am Brand. Tired of waiting for Bran to get cool.
He is cool. Anybody come his hair is getting nice and long, though. He's getting very rock star every episode.
I'm aware I'm a wolf.
I hate you so much. I'm done.
Where you go? Sean.
Seriously.
Sean, come back.
I get that Bran is cripple, and Bran is just very soft and very silky hair and just like a woman in every way. And he's like, oh, carry me. I have to go over the wall to find things and go into
I'm having visions.
going to birds' heads.
He's so eat birds and wolves.
Something else they bug me.
Well, he's
little.
At Craster's Keep, and that's where Jon Snow is going.
Something else. Yeah. Speaking of Jon Snow, something else that bugged me a little bit too is last season. Since the first season, they made a really, really big deal about, you know, the Night's Watch. You can't have sex, and it was like this big thing. And now you find out, like, oh, they have sex all the time. It's fine. They just go to brothels. It's like, well, wait a second. The first season was like, no, they never have sex. Why would you go into this? But Night's Watch is just like being a cop, basically, at a fucking whorehouse. It's not a big deal. It doesn't seem that difficult anymore. What are you sacrificing now? You're sacrificing.
Well, I mean, having a house and sons was obviously quite important in Westeros, since they talk about it all the time.
Yeah, and they have to live in that cold weather all the time.
Just don't go to East Westeros. It gets a little... Let's just say there's not a lot of frost giants.
Property value is really low.
But yeah, I mean, going back to Bran, obviously he's like the only one that has magical superpowers at this point. So obviously he's going to play some sort of big part.
Let's
right?
just say in East Westeros they put a lot of rims on their horses.
A lot
there
of,
are a lot of gold chains.
A lot of cash check places at East Westeros.
There's a lot. There's bodegas. A lot of royal Amscots.
Amscot, you're okay with Westeros.
Old English is a big
family
beverage.
Just murdered at the Red Wedding. Hi, I'm Bill Amscot. Need your check cashed? Unsullied? Don't have a penis? No problem. Come down to Bill Amscott's. The best Game of Thrones cashing store around.
Remember, did you just say Will I Amscott's?
Lannister always pays his debts, but here at Bill Amscott, we always pay your checks. Boom. Commercial written. You're welcome, Game of Thrones. Bam.
Amscott, now accepting poison necklaces.
No, did you say Will I Am Scott?
Yes, it's very, it's a very, very, it's, you know, it's a good place, but it gets tiring really fast and always wears tight pants.
So Bran, what's Bran's deal?
Who?
What's Bran?
Oh, yeah.
He's got really what's bad hair and unfortunate
he
eyebrows.
He has no legs.
What's he doing? First of all,
walking.
He climbed up this tower, and then he saw the people having sex, and he realized, oh, it's incest, and then he falls out of the tower, and then he turns into a douchebag.
I'll tell you what he's not doing, joining a kickball league.
Oh, but remember what happened to Hodor? That made me really sad. Hashtag.
Wait, wait, wait. Wait. Let me guess what happened. He said Hodor.
He did, but very sadly, while men poked him with sticks.
We're not
he
really
was like, Hodor. Which is apparently Hodor. Rian for getting poked with a stick.
No, it's a door of a brothel. I think they set that up because he's eventually going to lose his shit and kill a bunch of people. At least
you think he's going to go like Lenny from Of Mice and Men on them?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
He's going to be petting them till they die.
Bran's going to be like, look at the snow, Hodor. Look at the snow.
Hold on. Okay, but no, seriously. Bran is a dick.
They're going to have to Harry and the Hendersons Hodor.
Go home!
Go home, Hodor!
What's you here?
They have to try and save him from the White Walkers. He doesn't know any better.
We don't like you.
So Bran is a dick because he totally told that girl, hey, go over to that rape city.
She was
city.
Like, I don't like it here in Rapeville.
The rape city. And
she, I know!
Like, go, I know! Like, I can't walk, so you go to rape city as the only girl in our group.
Rape city, exactly. Like, it's fucking weird. It's so weird.
Get that wolf. Very
they
important.
Also drink wine out of skulls, so I would probably not want to go there.
I don't even
out
get
of the head
what happened.
Of Jor Mormont.
What happened to the Torchwood guy that he's doing this shit now? It's very weird.
Oh, you mean, what's his name? Bern Gorman?
Yes, guy not paying attention.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, please.
No, he got exiled in the Dark Knight Rises, fell through the
That's
ice,
right.
ended up there. It fucked with his brain.
And now he's really angry about his lot in life, apparently.
Exactly.
But he survived Pacific Rim, unfortunately.
He's like Detective Munch, where he's the same character in all this different fiction. I get it. I like it.
His head looks like if your Barbie's head ever popped off and you had to smash it back onto its neck. That's what his head looks like. It's very smushed.
All right, so yes, Rape City wasn't good. I get it.
But what is Bran gonna contribute? Like, how is he gonna use his mind?
Oh,
powers?
Now you're laughing. Oh, you're messing around with Bran. But when you need somebody to turn into a fucking squirrel, you're gonna be like, "Where's Bran? I need this kid."
So, Bran, France just going to take over the world with squirrels?
If, well, oh my God, imagine. I would do that.
What if he did?
Oh, maybe someday Bran will be able to look into the head of the dragon. Maybe that's where it's all. Yeah, that would be awesome.
Oh, that makes sense. Oh my God. He could control the dragons.
Could he control three dragons?
I broke the whole story, George R.R.R. Martin.
That's too many R's. Back up the R's a bit.
Sorry. Too many. Sorry.
I think your cat was stepping on your keyboard. That's how they wrote his name.
All right, so Bran is going to take a whole bunch of chipmunks and ravens and take the world.
He's probably going to go to one of those wolves.
Now, why is it that Dany is like stumbled upon the most suspicious group of slaves that I've ever seen in my life?
Oh, you mean Spartacus wannabes?
Right. They're like, we can't fight. We're just lowly slaves, and you're just get like she just like they gave them swords and proof and everything, and they're like, well. Oh, I don't know.
We'll try. Why did they write in English?
I don't know.
They weren't speaking English.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, maybe it's too awkward for them to just put translated words underneath the words so that we knew what it said.
By the way, Grey Worm really had to work hard for it. It took him a whole total of 3 minutes to convince people who have been slaves their entire life to turn on their masters.
It's a hard sell. It's
really
a hard
convincing.
Sell. It wasn't a hard sell. You know, we have really good proof. You're 3-1 on everybody. Here's some swords. We're going to release your shackles. Just
and
go for
help.
It.
Yeah, that old guy.
Army behind you.
That old guy is sitting there saying, I've been through two revolts and it always ends the same. Everybody gets dead.
You know,
like, well, here's some swords. Okay.
We've got dragons this time.
It would have been so funny if the swords were all fake and they just ditched them.
Like they foam just swords.
Everybody like, yeah,
wrapped
totally,
in aluminum.
Totally revolt on your masters. Jeez, that would be awesome.
You know what I really liked when Dany was standing before what would have essentially been the Cobra Commander flag?
Oh yeah!
I want to know how she got that flag made. Like, when did she have time for that?
So, I mean, she has 10,000 slaves; they can make her a drink.
I hope she paid them, because otherwise, hypocrite.
That's
I think she painted it in her own period blood. If you ask me,
it's probably from the dead baby.
You took everyone's it too sad. Far. Thanks,
I
Ariel.
I did.
I have a question. Why
her hot husband and how he died?
Why were the slaves? But didn't it look like they were tied up with bed sheets?
They were.
Yes.
It's like what?
They were actually planning their own escape, and they tied all their bed sheets together. And then she showed up at the same time. They're like, "Oh my God, this is such a better idea! You have swords, and you were going to nail them to boards. This is fantastic."
How do you keep your slaves locked up?
Well, I use chains, and I like to keep them in the backyard. I don't keep them underground because you can't keep an eye on them.
See, I like the road, cheat idea.
To build railroads down there. Too.
What?
That's called not talking over each other. We'll get there. So, did everyone have a favorite part of this week's episode?
I will.
Besides the sex,
justice with justice.
Oh yeah, he's like, do we really have to nail 140 guys?
That was awesome.
She's
though.
Like, hell yeah.
She's like, yes.
Why
yes,
else are we here?
That's when he opened his little book. he put a check under Targaryen. Because like, he's trying to keep track of, now, which is the good side, which is the bad? Mad King, check. Oh, freeing slaves? Good side, check.
He has a pros and cons list.
He does, because he was there. He was there with her crazy grandpa or
that's true.
Whoever. So he's like, are you sure you want to do that? All right, Mad King, check.
I'm just going to put it over in the negative column.
Yeah. He's like, don't worry, you're still good on the good side. I'm just saying.
There's I mean, they were bad people. We'll put it in neutral.
Note to self, have an escape plan.
Yeah, he's
I should have a backup. Start screaming, burn them.
I have Jamie here to stab her, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'll just walk away.
Yeah, she'll no longer be getting naked, but she's going to be nailing people to the wall. I'm not sure if I like that change.
Yeah.
So I have to say my favorite part of this week's episode was Margaery going into the 12-year-old
yes.
room.
Oh, that dumb Tom who gives her that look like
adorable.
A deer in a head like look.
I don't care. He's adorable.
He has that proverbial look of, what? Huh?
He had such a confused kid boner after he left.
He's like, this is my cat, Sir Pounce.
Marjorie was basically fulfilling every little boy's dream by walking into his room at night and leaning over him.
That's she's not true. A, she's That's not true. Tease. She didn't have any micro machines
or penis.
Penis in Sean's case.
Fair point.
If she was carrying like Transformers toys, that would have been.
Oh.
You have to think that has to have felt so awkward for her to have to hit on a 12-year-old, right?
Probably.
I mean, a little.
How old is the actor?
I don't know. He was pretty handsome.
It's not that difficult.
Anyway, she kissed his forehead. It's like she was. I get being freaked out as she was fucking jerking him off and saying, "Come on my slut face." But she's just talking to him and kissing his head. Like
she
was,
didn't. That's not. This, what was I watching?
That was your dream.
Oh.
I mean, at least of all of her husbands, this one's the most likely to fuck her nicely eventually. Because, like, her first husband was fucking her brother.
Unless he's also a second husband,
you know, he was awful.
Yeah.
What was wrong
he
with
wasn't,
him?
I don't know about you guys, but I wasn't really a fan of Joffrey.
Really?
No!
I thought he was a nice kid.
You're crazy.
You know what? Now that Joffrey's gone, I really miss him.
He's very misunderstood.
Yeah. Teenage angst is what that was. He would have grown into a good king that beat women for no reason and just killed people.
Do you really a reason to beat women?
I mean, no.
Sean, did you have a favorite part of the episode?
No, aside from rape. About.
That part?
Yeah, and all the background rape.
But there was not enough background rape,
There's
if
never
you ask me.
Background rape.
There was only one background rape.
I was just disappointed in the fact that there was no, you know, raping of your sister over your dead kid's body in the fourth episode.
But you know what? I'm like glad they did it because you don't want him to become a one rape pony. You want to bury and rape, and every once in a while throw a special treat like incest dead rape.
I see where you're going with
incest
this.
Dead kid rape?
Right.
Is this show getting to a point where we're getting excited? Kid. Are we getting excited for rape now?
Well, we're not getting excited.
When have
it's,
we not?
It's hardly even rape anymore. It's just what kind of happens to these women in this place. Like, at this point, I'm desensitized.
It's just getting into the inevitable.
Thank you, D.
These women are prepared. They know it's going to happen. They're like, this is what we were put here for, to be raped over chickens.
Raped over chickens is a really good band that's going to open for Buckethead, I think, at Coachella.
You know what? Their first CD was way better than their next CD.
I know. And they sold out. Their first CD was just a Word document. Blank.
Yeah. So the next one that was just screeching chickens, I can't handle it.
It's too much.
No, they were trying to be too kitschy.
So when is tall what's-her-face going to actually fuck Brienne?
I have a feeling Brienne isn't probably going to see... I don't think their paths will cross.
I think she's going to be on her own journey now.
Ariel, yeah, I'm going to send you a $10 solution to fix your microphone, okay? Uh-oh. I'm just letting you know, I'm going to send you a $10 solution. To end of this show, you're going to have it.
And I'm going to send you a $10 vial of semen.
Nobody asked for that. Stop sending people that.
Well, you're sending her solutions. God knows what's going to be in it.
Your semen.
Your little promises, Sean. I'm
he didn't say it was
mine.
His. He just said it was worth $10. That's probably not Sean's.
Ship semen.
Yes, you can if you do it in the right containers.
Where do you have these containers, Sean? I haven't seen them in the house.
No.
Oh my God! Is that what that's in the fridge? That's Lewis Creamer.
Well, I tried to tell you not to use it.
Why does it still taste like amaretto? I don't get that part.
Well, I drink a lot.
Okay. I owe you semen.
Hey, do people start coming back from the dead in this show? Does that
you
happen?
You would think there's enough magic to prop. I mean, I've heard that, what's his face? The original.
Well, the red, that
didn't we already see something like that?
Yeah, but Melisandre the red already
didn't,
brought
didn't
somebody.
Didn't that one guy come back?
Yeah.
The red priest?
Oh, yeah. But yes. Bring back Ned Stark.
No, that's not going to
happen. I don't think they can bring back
his head isn't even on his body anymore.
Yeah,
I don't think it's
going
to
work.
Ned is way beyond mostly dead. You can't bring him.
He was sent in a box to Catherine. Well, she's dead now. So he's just sitting in a box somewhere, I guess.
He's probably burned up with Winterfell.
Everybody died.
Yeah,
the end.
His face can get into birds' heads. That's what matters.
Yeah. You're jelly, bro.
How many Starks are alive? There's Sansa.
Tony.
Arya.
Arya.
All of them.
Rickon.
Rickon and Bran.
Wait, where's Rickon?
He's at some other house.
He's with that lady, right?
Yeah, Bran left him. He was like, fuck you, bye. I'm going to go explore my three-eyed crow dreams.
Oh, that's right. The wildling chick.
Another good
him.
Name for a band.
Yeah,
three-eyed crow
yeah.
dreams.
Yeah, wow, that's true.
She probably took him to some village that's about to get raided by cannibals.
Probably.
Or raided by wildlings, not wild.
I guess Jon Snow counts, right?
Well, she was supposed to take him to
Yeah, he counts. Oh, yeah.
If you count all of his bastard children, then there's a couple more there.
Oh.
No, there's only one.
I don't think they acknowledge them in the show.
The Starks really fucked a lot, didn't they?
Everybody
sure did.
That's all Robin.
I don't know if you've noticed, but fucking is very popular in Westeros.
Raping is it? Not necessarily fucking. It's mostly raping.
Mostly raping, but sometimes. I don't think anyone's made love yet.
Even the normal sex has a rape vibe to it. Like, it's very
rape
forced.
All right, let's
Rob and his lady, they made love.
I think. Let's just get it out of the way right now. Everyone, all at the same time, yell at the person you would get raped by, you would want to get raped by in the show. Three, two, one. One, go.
Joffrey.
Everyone. Perfect.
I didn't hear anyone else's.
There's a lot of Joffreys.
I just said Marjorie.
Marjorie works.
Ooh. Damn. I can't.
Yeah.
With okay. the cockalypse?
Keep going.
I'd let Marjorie cockpocalypse me.
Yeah.
I would have gotten raped by Daenerys's ex or
Drago. Yeah,
she's too old for you. Sean.
I forgot about him because he's dead.
I would have got raped by his horse.
Did have a hot
he's
horse.
Too old for you too. Let me get it, that. Like kids, huh?
No, I don't get it. Explain.
Nah.
You can bring a horse to Sean, but you can't make it suck his dick.
Did no one say Hodor? Because that would have been
Hodor. Yeah, Hodor. Missed opportunity.
Can you imagine Hodor coming? Hodor, 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 Hodor!
Hodor.
Be like, oh, Hodor. And he'd be like, Hodor. Oh, Hodor. Hodor.
Normally I would say this, but this is too much sex. But Game of Thrones is mostly sex. It's just like big porno, really.
It is.
With some story in between.
And I was saying it off air. I'm going to say it on air. I am really sick of not just the flaccid dicks, but what I'm really pissed about the flaccid dicks is that nobody's dick gets that flaccid right after fucking, because they show a lot of dicks right after fucking. It takes a while for your dick to get soft, but I mean, I just came in, now I'm immediately flaccid. It's not the way it works.
Royce's pro accurate portrayal of boners on TV.
He really is. He doesn't like it to be fake at all.
He's going to make a petition.
So who wants to start hashtag free Tyrion?
Is that like hashtag free Dutch?
Kind of. But seriously, poor Tyrion.
Did we give up on that one?
Yeah, poor
Tyrion is just realizing everyone wants him dead just because.
Because he's the best.
Yeah.
How's he smart? How's he going to get out of this? He has to get out of this, right?
By everyone, you mean mostly Cersei.
It has to be Jaime.
You think Jaime's going to do it?
Going to help him. That's my
It's not going to be Cersei, I'll tell you that. No. She fucking wants that guy dead.
I always forget her name. The Ellen DeGeneres Knight. What's her name?
Brienne.
I like her a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. She's probably one of my favorite storylines to follow right now. That one and of course Khaleesi. That's probably my favorite, but only because they're doing badass stuff there. But yeah, like you said, fucking Bird Brain. That whole story is boring.
But the thing is, he has the most potential out of every story.
I know it's so boring, but he's like a little.
Well, the thing is I think he's not. It hasn't even been revealed in the books yet, so they have to go slow. Maybe this is supposed to be happening over like 4 books, and I think just to keep his storyline going, they're having to like speed it up.
I don't know. I don't like Tyrion being locked up because Tyrion is still one of my favorite characters, and I don't like
get to manipulate.
But you could tell even when he's locked up, they always give him one monologue in every episode because he's the best.
But how is he going to work himself out of it?
He will. He'll find a way.
He's really backed into a corner.
Honestly think his dad is going to do an M. Night Shyamalan twist and actually side with him.
Oh, you think?
And that's why he's getting the people on the council to be nice, mind you, but to use him later.
No, I think what I see happening here is Tyrion right now, he was making a plea to Jaime.
I wonder how small his pee-pee is.
I'm pretty sure
it's huge.
Big.
It's a third leg.
Really?
Apparently that's what they said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Royce, how'd you not remember that?
Really
I don't know. I'm trying to remember midget dick facts,
Royce
Dennis. It's not that big in the U.S.
Royce does not pay attention to the size of anyone's dicks and or having or lack of balls in this show.
Sorry.
Yeah, he had no idea.
I apologize. I really do apologize.
It was very
paying attention to their boners when they're done having sex.
It was very well stated that Tyrion's had a third midget leg, and the Unsullied were,
Ballless.
Ballless.
Don't agree with that policy.
You need to pay closer attention,
dude. I don't
agree
with that policy.
Ballless sounds like somebody's name in the show, like Ballless Martell or something.
That would be a good name. But yeah, Tyrion, I mean, remember when Tyrion was locked up in the crazy Stark sisters castle that fed breast milk to her old teenage son?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, to see her again soon.
Lisa? Is her name Lisa?
Liza,
yeah. So, I mean, he's gotten out of jail before, but he really seems kind of depressed this time. I don't know, maybe because Sansa left him and he had to send away his mistress too. So he's kind of
waiting for her to pop up dead.
Sansa or what's her face? The mistress that had a French accent for some reason?
Yeah, I feel like nothing good can happen to her.
She got really clingy for no reason. Like, she should have remembered what she was.
No, she got clingy for a very good reason, and you just mentioned it, the tripod.
Yeah.
Well, okay, she had
she wanted that dick.
But they would have given her the dick if she should have relaxed. It's not like he was banging what's her face either. He wasn't. It's like, I'm sure you want to have sex too.
Yeah. I would.
I don't think he wanted. Did he? I don't know. He was.
Yeah.
Very, eh.
Yeah. Heavy. Oh, no. He had a total crush on Sansa because she's everything. Like, he always wanted to be like the Lord of Casterly Rock and have someone like Sansa as his wife. So he was totally seeing her as like.
Wait, she's getting too tall. It's freaking me out.
She's getting too sexy.
Relax, Sean.
She is getting too sexy. What?
Too sexy for that boat, Littlefinger.
Talking about Arya, right?
Oh, come on. Come on now. Oh.
Yes, we were actually.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was on topic.
Now, everyone has an awkward boner.
See, now Arya is a Stark character.
You'll call it awkward.
Stop shaming my boner, man.
Yeah, what's with the boner shaming?
I can't fight with you right now.
How is it Arya is the most badass of the Starks right now?
She really is.
Because she
really
don't give a fuck.
I mean, I guess not counting Jon Snow.
Well, Jon Snow's okay.
Jon Snow's all right. I think she's still more badass than him right now.
I agree. I mean, she has more to work against, I suppose, being a little girl and all.
Yeah, so. Considering a little girl? Where Jon is and what he's seen, he hasn't seen anything as bad as Arya's seen. Like,
excuse you, Jon Snow saw the vagina of a girl on the other side of the wall. Had to have been the smelliest thing I've ever.
Yeah, but she did.
Oh, yeah, the wildling pussy.
The wildling pussy.
Cool, though. It might have been.
Well.
I feel like her vagina had, like, her hair had berries in it and stuff.
Hopefully that's all it had in it.
Arya has seen more background rape than Jon ever has.
Yeah, I will agree with that. And those cannibals fuck me up, man. That's the worst for me. Watching those cannibals, like, when they went, the other episode, when they threw the kill, like, look, that's your, like, dude, fucking relax. Eat
yeah, fucking that's...
It's delicious.
Beef.
Maybe people were just hungry.
Or rapey. You'd be hungry from all that rape.
It's exhausting to rape that much.
It seems like too much at this point.
What is too much rape?
Game of Thrones. No. That's that's too much. It's worse than Caligula at this point. I don't even know what's happening.
Caligula? No, that was a good time. Don't everybody talk about
it. Oh, good. So it's up for 5 seconds. I apologize.
No,
I'll keep talking.
I was just looking up, trying to see some of the other characters that we haven't seen in a while.
Some of their other boners.
Oh, so
what
many.
About the one? What about the one that could change his face? The one that helped. What's
That's the guy that fights for.
Oh, Jaqen.
Yeah,
that was the guy.
Jaqen. Yeah, he's the one that starts Arya on her path, technically.
Yeah, really? She wanted to
I
go.
Think we'll see him again.
Sure.
The guy. That
no.
Fought.
No.
The champion.
No, not him, asshole. The guy that came and could shapeshift, change his face. The one that gave Arya the coin and said, if you ever need me,
Jaqen,
last season.
Jaqen.
Yeah, yes. Him.
That is the guy.
When did that happen? I must have missed it.
He changes his face.
Then how do you know
he
it's
changed his face.
But how do you know it's him? I'm asking.
Because I pay attention to plot points in a goddamn TV show.
And prove penises.
It. Prove it.
Wait, who's him now?
Sean, I just said prove it. That's all. If you prove it to me, I'll apologize.
Now, I didn't catch it until I read on a website that the guy with the scar at Craster's Keep is the same one that took Jaime's hand and is working for Roose Bolton to try and find Bran and Rickon.
Oh, that's who that dude was?
Yeah, that's why that guy was important.
Oh, it took me a minute. Or that actually, it took me the entirety of the episode until somebody told me. So
I didn't catch it. I was reading, and I was like, "Oh yeah, that guy is familiar. He kind of looks like the guy from The Princess Bride who had the six.
Yeah, the six finger man.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh
thank
my
you.
God.
He said that last week.
I don't know what that means.
You've seen The Princess Bride, right?
No.
You've never seen the movie.
What?
Why would I do that?
Because everyone's
do
seen
that this Sunday.
Oh, I Fred haven't. Savage is in it.
So what?
Right, how should I never
watch this weekend?
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Inconceivable.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Sleep?
Okay.
Probably.
Video games? Masturbate feverishly?
In the condoms? I'm gonna get a drink.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
That's funny enough to walk away on.
Marie said would.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for The Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of Peace, at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about Olive fucking Garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh, my God. What are you
I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Man, so many characters have died.
Well, yeah. So what was going on with the White Walkers at the end?
They turned babies into White Walkers.
And I guess they have to raise babies? Like, I didn't get that either.
Can you imagine White Walkers as teens?
Oh. Yeah, it's like a spin-off show.
I want to watch that.
It's like,
what if there was like a My Two White Walkers dads?
The White Walkers horses creep me out.
Why? Because they're half dead?
Yeah. It just reminds me of like Pirates of the Caribbean or something.
But where were there zombies in Pirates of the Caribbean?
But they're really scared.
No, but they're like dead people that are alive.
Okay.
Imagine that one rebel White Walker teenager who brings home a Black Walker girlfriend. That's an uncomfortable moment.
Dr. Drew has to counsel them.
Wait, the White Walker going through his emo goth phase. Just wearing so much intense eyeliner.
But maybe they're rebels.
This is who I am, Dad!
Opposite. Like maybe they'd be all, suit and tie. I don't want to be undead, Dad. Like you, with your undead rules, always telling me where I can go. Fuck you, Dad. I don't know where that was going. I don't know why that guy was talking.
How do you know about these? Where did you learn about these?
I learned it from you, Dad.
I learned it from watching you.
That's usually how it works. So what was up with the baby, though? They just turn people into White Walkers and then you grow up?
Like, do they stay babies? Do they just all of a sudden turn into giant White Walkers? Or are they, like, growing?
Do they only turn babies is my question.
Oh, yeah.
Because it makes sense that they can turn a baby and then raise it as one of their own. But what happens when they turn an adult? Is there a chance an adult might still be turned back?
No, because remember what happened when the dudes got attacked, like, back in season one? And then they showed up and they were, like, ice zombies. But they weren't, like, White Walkers. They were just, like, zombies.
Right.
Like
that hazed over look in their eye.
Right. And they had to, like, be killed by fire. But, like, is it, like... Like, do they have to choose to turn them, or is it like that's like an effect that happens if they're killed?
They didn't really explain anything. I feel like they're going off script with this one.
They were like, let's roll the 12-sided die and see how many hit points we get, and then we'll figure out what goes on.
You gotta roll a 9 or higher.
Yeah,
it's not easy. It's definitely not easy. The odds are against you. It's a little D&D reference for fellow nerds out there.
Casey, you know.
So Scrams, you said you had an article.
I did. This was the most watched show or episode ever. And I guess last week there was some backlash about it. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Like ever, ever, ever?
Yeah, ever, ever, ever.
Forever, ever.
6.9 million views for the original showing.
Yeah, and then 8.4 over the all three showings total.
So much perfect, baby. Is that what's going on? Is that what I hear?
Ariel is she's aggressive.
I'm trying to type so lightly. I'm so sorry.
Sound like scary White Walker horses.
I didn't know. I thought you were murdering a baby. It's okay. Not that I have anything. I'm not judging you.
Raping one.
For murdering babies. I mean,
Or touching it creepily and turning it into a White Walker.
To each his own. But
I'm trying to figure out how you become a White Walker. I'm sorry. It's for science.
Yeah. It's like vampires. You gotta suck another vampire's penis, and then you become a White Walker.
I don't remember that rule, Sean. I don't think you're very accurate there.
No. See,
I've sucked a lot of penises, and I am still not a vampire. Despite
say it again.
Many
slower.
Efforts.
No, she was good. She was definitely good on. We're gonna let that be. Let
that one. Did you just say I was good after that comment?
Whoa.
That's inappropriate, Sean.
Is it?
But I did find a place to watch or to read recaps that are the absolute most irritating ever, and it's on RollingStone.com, which I don't think I've read anything on Rolling Stone in 10 years, but this guy, he just makes horrible puns.
Somebody
and
shut up.
What's that?
Oh, no, there's a dire wolf barking in the background.
Yuki's
barking.
Yugi's a little dire wolf.
Shut up, bitch. Continue.
But I'm gonna send you this link here, guys. You can check it out. But here's the opening line. It's a standard line of criticism to say that Game of Thrones episode, the map, literally, it's right there in the opening credits. That's how this guy starts his article, and it gets much worse from.
So I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, Rolling Stone. Okay, I clicked link in my Google said, are you sure you want to go to this site?
There's a lot of puns,
the only thing I remember Rolling Stone. The only thing I remember Rolling Stone is Grandma in Family Matters was holding it in the intro because they were showing she was hip in the intro Family Matters. So
why yes, is
she
that was. What you remember?
Well, that and sequel.
But did anybody like was this, is it Carl Tanner? Is that how you say his name? Is it Carl or Quarrel? The guy drinking from the skull.
Yeah, the guy from
Torchwood. Oh.
Yeah. When he had to murder the baby, he had a special tiny like baby murdering sword.
Right. It's a rapier.
It's a baby slayer.
A baby slayer is so bad. It sounds so bad.
That's way better than Oathkeeper.
I heard that.
Okay, Dee just told me that she had a terrifying vision of Yuki's head sewed to my body. That's creeping me right now. I can't get it out of my head.
Because that's they just right? said that Yuki was a dire wolf, and I was thinking of...
I don't want my head cut off, guys. I want Yuki's head cut off.
That's why I said it was a terrifying vision. I didn't say I was having this great image in my head.
Maybe one person in this house will want their head cut off. No, there's for sure one person, but that's it.
Okay, the head he was drinking out of was Jor Mormont, which was the guy with the big furry shoulder things. I'd send a picture, but...
It was the old guy.
Yeah, the old guy that got stuck in the back.
Yeah, that was running the... whatchamacallit?
Not to be confused with the other old guy that Jon Snow stabbed.
A rape
farm? Because I got them confused. Two different guys.
Right. The other guy was... Okay, yeah. Jeez, you guys really are bad at fucking following story plot lines.
I really am. I had to write notes down because they all got confused in my head. It's just the Night Watch is constantly rebelling against their own leaders. I don't understand what's going on.
Royce is just bad at following penis subplots.
Penis subplots? Sounds like a great cover band for like...
Penis subplots.
Sublime or something.
That was Sublime, other name.
Penis subplots.
Before Rome took over.
With Rome.
Oh my god. Subplot penises.
I'm going to draw Royce a chart of the penises and how they connect to each other and which ones are missing.
They've abandoned me here, so that's always a good time. They're just like, oh, we're going to go off and do other things, and we'll let Sean handle this and police everything. It's fantastic. I'm doing a bang-up job. So.
And does it ever get old when people call Brienne sir, and she just gives them that death stare?
You think she'd like it. Like, isn't she trying to be a knight? I think they're just,
Well, she could whoop all their asses anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares?
I think normally she wouldn't mind, but now that she wants some of that Lannister dick.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't want some Lannister
dick. Nah, she doesn't want to be called sir.
I don't think she really even cares. She's just...
Oh, she cares.
She's like, Jamie, you giving me your sword? Because I'd like your other sword.
You see, now you just made sick and...
Who, me?
Little baby White Walkers are adorable.
I don't know.
You think when they fight and they start charging, they'll call them white chargers? Huh?
No, but no.
About the white knights?
No.
White amblers?
No.
What if they're just strolling along?
Can they run?
When they skip, the white skippers. They're just
white runners?
They're not as intimidating if they skip at you with swords. I mean, I guess they're scary, but I can easily get away. He's skipping. He's clearly just skipping at me.
White nippers.
Whoa, hey.
I don't think NAACP is going to enjoy that very much.
Come on.
Can't be any worse.
Found a very random image of a White Walker mixed with Heisenberg Walter White's face. Oh. What? Like, I don't know how they're connected, but...
How'd they turn that poodle into a White Walker?
Carefully.
They touched him.
Apparently, you practice.
Yeah, all you have to do is touch a baby with your ice finger. It's really simple.
What? Dush on.
Gross, all I'm gross saying nails. Is that they never showed this part of Frozen, because that would have been awesome. Frozen would have been good. If you're turning babies into fucking ice monsters, I'm fucking watching it. But you have fucking the guy from the Book of Mormon as a goddamn snowman. No.
Did you know the Garden of Eden was in Missouri?
Yeah, I've read the fake Bible. Or the Bible, whatever you want to call it. All the Bibles.
Which one's the fake one?
All of them.
All I know is that yesterday I saw a meme of Hodor, and the bottom caption just said, "What do you call the entrance to the brothel?"
The joke that Royce made 15 minutes ago when Dennis wasn't paying attention.
Okay. Hodor.
Is it Hodor? Tell me the answer is Hodor.
It's not. It's Jim. But it's okay.
Come back.
That girl the other night was hot that was singing.
Oh my god, she was so hot. Did you guys see that chick? She was singing and hot. And
no one else gets that joke but you two.
And it's funny for me.
D gets it.
What did I get?
Really not.
D's nuts.
You, wasn't it? You mean the drag queen, correct? Because I like those guys too.
I'm a little unsettled by the fact that Brienne looked like she was almost about to cry when she was saying about it, Jamie. He just kind of ruins her badass image.
Yeah.
Oh, so what? She has a crush. Shut up. 6 foot Christ, two. Who cares?
How can you
ruin a guy, Sir Jamie?
She really shoots kind of high, though, doesn't she? First, super hotly Renly hot Renly Baratheon. Now, super hot Jamie Lannister. She's like,
I can go with hotly Renly Baratheon.
Hotly Renly.
Yeah, hotly Renly.
Sounds like an AOL screen name.
Renly Hotly. So, baby boy. 15 male Australian.
One C down under.
M for F.
M for M.
M for T.
ASL.
And introducing the first comma, Renly Hotly.
Which is like Chelsea Lately, except watchable.
Renly first Hotly. Anal scene.
And attractive.
Right. And I'd want to suck his dick.
That's everyone.
928.
Oh, I got plenty of those from the other day.
Dicks?
Dicks.
He's got like 20 of them now, I think.
Right? I 20 in the past month.
Yeah, he's at 20 dicks.
Yeah, there was some horrible math going on Facebook today.
That would be mine.
Good work, though.
Excellent job.
She's
there.
Not good at all that fancy book learning.
I've seen some of the dicks, and some of them count for two, so I was actually right.
She'd be better at math if it weren't for her such big bosoms.
It's true. These big bosoms. I got big bosom problems. Most of them involving math.
Wait.
That's a heavy Everyone knows that girls with big bosoms are hard at doing math.
Are hard at,
hard
doing,
at doing math. Hard. I'm hard at doing
hard
math.
Hard doing math.
You don't get
you know
it.
The best part of that is I've spent most of my working adult life as an accountant.
Oh,
so.
Why haven't we touched yet on the grandmother teaching Marjorie, giving her the old "this is how I hoard my way to the top" speech?
Because I imagine that she was a fucking goer. She was.
Yo, she was definitely.
She's like, so listen, I sucked Elena
Tyrell's
so much
a badass.
Dick to get where I am right now.
She fucking.
What do you think
gave
she did?
Anal first night.
All right, let.
She invented the
ideas.
Hand job.
Ideas on what she did.
She was using a cranked operated Sibian. That's how fucking crazy that is.
Fantastic.
Her Trojan fire and ices actually had fire and ice on them.
Literally.
Very weird. That she's fucking crazy.
Well, if she looked anything like Marjorie, that could be a.
I'd hit.
She just snorts up. She snorted some milk of poppy off his boner and just blew him. Like, she's fucking crazy.
Does the milk of poppy make you go to sleep?
I don't know. Why don't you shut up? Tell me what I am.
Milk of poppy gives me boners.
Everything gives you boners.
Everything, yeah. I mean, really.
Nah.
What doesn't give you a boner, Sean?
Women. Vaginas.
Jinx. Oh, well.
Job.
By the way, the NHL redid all their logos, like Game of Thrones logos. It's actually worth looking at. It's pretty cool. Someone Google it. You'll find it. I'm not going to do any work for it, but it's there.
Do what now? What am I Googling?
NHL Game of Thrones logos. Right. See, going back to what the show's about. See, Roy's radio professional.
6 hours ago. I got it right here.
Boom.
Oh, those are badass.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. I thought they were just kind of putting a spin on them, but they totally redid them like flags. I mean, this is great.
Yeah, they look really... All of them look pretty good, actually.
Yeah. They didn't do all the teams, I don't think.
Yeah, I think only 24 teams or something.
They didn't do the real teams, like the Pan, who were sitting at home doing nothing.
I didn't even see the chat feature on here. Look at that. Glad nothing important was being said in there.
dick chat.
Are you talking about the fact that Skype has a chat?
Yeah, I don't use Skype often. I've used it like twice. One time involved boners, so
noob.
Dennis, are you looking at the hockey flags?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Did you see Detroit's?
Which one is Detroit's? What am I missing?
It's the octopus.
Oh shit! Right.
Oh, that was fantastic.
So, what other things happened?
That's informative. Okay.
Besides me echoing.
Yeah, Marie. You. Me.
Yeah, I redid the call, and some of you guys are still echoing. I don't know. Whatevs.
It's, you know.
It's not what it's distracting.
Not as distracting as.
No, I don't want to talk. I just hear it myself.
Twice. I say it, and it says it. It's back. Back.
Now, Sam's really concerned, going back to Game of Thrones, about how Gilly's doing outside of Castle Black. Do you think she's getting raped yet?
More than likely.
I hope not. And by not, I mean so.
Which one?
I don't know why he left her there in Rapeville.
Because everybody told him that she will absolutely, for sure, for real, just get raped at Castle Black. So he had to get her out.
So yes. He took her to the place where everyone at Castle Black goes to fuck?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
At least she'll get paid for it.
Paid for it?
Yes.
Great. Oh, Sam is a pimp now. That's what it is.
What is considerate.
What were we? What were we talking about?
We were talking about the grandma and how.
Oh,
many
how what a goer she is! She's fucking. I'm telling you, man.
How many boners
she? She really knows what she's doing. I'd still do her because I feel like she'd still try hard with her old hands.
Yeah, she would. Probably give you a really mean hummer. Shut up, Yuki.
And that story was about how she was helping out her sister. It wasn't even about her desires. It was like her sister was supposed to get married, and she's like, "Nah, maybe I'll help you out. I'll fuck this guy."
She was like, my dude's ugly.
Her one solution to everything, I'm going to fuck that person.
To be fair, that's mine. And it really works most of the time.
Especially with me.
I thought she didn't like the guy she was supposed to marry. So she was like, I'm going to take
Yeah, that's what it was.
She was like, he's ugly. I'm going to go bang this dude. Bye, sis.
You can have sex with that ugly guy, sis.
I win.
Go bang your hot king husband.
Hot king husband. Another good band name, guys. Really getting out of the park today with band names.
I just thought that's Triple H.
I get it.
Oh no, Cesaro is the king of swing. Okay.
So Dennis, host of the show, maybe we'll move it along.
You got some talking points lined up there, buddy?
Yeah, it's very difficult after this episode because it was not a very dynamic episode.
Was it a high rated episode?
It was a very high rated episode, but as far as plot development, it didn't really go that far.
Okay, so Jamie, good guy or bad guy? What is your opinion?
He's beginning to turn me around.
Good
guy. I kinda hate
good
it.
Guy.
I still want to hate him, but I can't now. Yeah, he's kind of a good guy.
Wow. He's trying to redeem himself, kind of.
Yeah. Royce, the grandma, I just posted a link in the chat here. She's 75, by the way. She's pretty good for 75, but check out this picture of her in...
That's a lot shit. Of years to suck.
From the old days. Yeah, she's a good looking, you know, she definitely... Yeah.
Right?
Diana Rigg.
That's crazy.
Good for her.
Holy shit.
Wow, on a polar bear skin and shit. This bitch don't fuck around.
No, she doesn't.
She never has. She never will.
God, she's fucking sad. Now I really want to fuck her.
I'm down.
Holy shit. Look at that big belt.
I need a sugar.
Big belt.
Damn.
Women's fashion does it for Royce, and he likes big belts.
I do. I like belt and shoes. I'm such a gay guy, Bever.
9:37.
Pretty dresses are nice.
We're gonna dress up Royce like a woman. He's gonna be a pretty lady.
No,
I've already done that.
Royce and drag.
Not like a woman.
Drag
like
Royce.
Like a slut.
Dress him up like a
like
whore.
A slut whore. Not like a woman. I'm no lady. When I dress up, I'm a whore.
He's a filthy.
That's right. Yuki agrees.
He agrees.
That wasn't
Yuki.
She was a Bond girl.
That was my dog. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Is that why her face looks familiar, Scrams?
Yeah, she was a Bond girl on Her Majesty's Secret Service.
Okay.
When she was like 30.
She's fucking sexy.
Yeah, not bad.
That was a Sean Connery one, wasn't it?
No. That was George Lazenby. That was the only one he did.
Ew, she got the worst one, though.
She did. No, Timothy Dalton was by far worse.
Yeah.
People remember how bad he was. Nobody even remembers George Lazenby.
Bosnia was pretty
bad. Then I guess what's worse? At least people know the people in Birdemic.
Tara Reid was in that one, right?
No, Birdemic, no. Nobody, not even that close.
Oh, I'm thinking Sharknado.
You're thinking of Sharknado.
Right, yeah. All the awfulness all melds into my mind.
I'm assuming we're only getting about, we're going to get like two dragon episodes just because the CGI is expensive. Seriously, I think we're only going to get like two.
Yeah.
Well, they've already had them at two, and it was a waste.
Background rape is a lot cheaper, just say.
What is?
Background rape.
Yeah.
A lot cheaper.
Not less CGI involved, just floppy titties.
Yeah, but I mean, you would feel CGI got cheaper now by now, no? I mean, it can't be that expensive.
Nah, man, the Jews use it.
What do you, what?
Yeah, they make this shit really
expensive. No, I said CGI, not banks.
Oh.
And I said.
I thought CGI was a bank.
No.
I thought it was like, you know, conglomerate.
Or like Austin.
Bank's just a bag with, paper bag with walls.
What? So ridiculous.
Thanks for making it awkward, Sean.
Who? How? Wait, it's my job.
And job.
Right now?
No. Yeah, fine, I guess.
All right.
The thing is, he could reach from there. It's very odd. Christ, Sean. Stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now you're just bashing it against my balls.
She's smashing it. You're just mashing it. So any guesses on Bren? Any guesses of how he's going to get out of that situation he's got himself into? Bren.
He's going to cry.
Out of his capture. Well, he's a girl, so clearly. But
he's going to do. I know what he's going to do. He's going to put his brain inside of a sloth, and he's going to eat things slow. Because even his animal things are boring, dick.
Didn't give him Baby Ruth bars?
They really gave away a lot in the next on or what's coming up, I think. They gave away a little too much.
Did they? I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch
what's coming up.
Okay, never mind. Well, I'm not going
to. They gave away too much.
Well, I mean, you kind of know what's going to happen. It seems like you know what's going to happen with the Brand thing, or at least.
I'm just glad HBO Go. I'm really glad HBO Go got their shit together finally, and it's streaming okay, because the first was a mess.
Last summer it was a little rough.
Yeah, but it was actually fine. But I try to start like 10 minutes after, so you can get like the.
Yeah, I'd usually wait 15 to 20 minutes into it, and then. Then go ahead.
I mean, I'm complaining. I mean, I have like six HBO Co accounts that aren't even mine, so it doesn't matter. I shouldn't even have it, but whatever. It should be on time for my stolen accounts.
Why, Royce? I didn't know
that
you
stolen
could have
shared.
Six
shared. No, they were shared. I asked for them and I got them.
You sucked a lot of dicks.
That has no reason. That's not why I got the accounts, though.
Well, then what was that for?
For funsies.
Oh, I understand that.
Oh, you understand it. You're one of them. Man, so, it's got gay.
I have episode 5 preview. I'm going to try to play it, and hopefully with the shitty Skype connection, anybody can still hear it.
8,000 unsullied, 2,000 second sons.
Would that be enough to take King's Landing?
One stone crumbles and another takes its place.
He sits the throne like he was born to it.
Why does he feel responsible for you?
What wife would do for you the things I've done for you?
What the hell are you doing?
You mustn't let anything stop you.
You move at sundown.
All right. Well, I hope Sansa kills Baelish soon. That's all I'm going to say.
You know, the thing is, I don't understand is like why the bad guy from Die Hard ended up becoming Tywin. It was very, not Die Hard, from Last Action Hero. It's very weird because in that movie he only had like one eye, and in this movie, in this show, his eyes are the same.
That's James Cromwell, isn't it?
I don't know what his name is. I just remember from Last Action Hero, he had the scene where he goes, "You do it a 360." He goes, "It's a 180." If I did it, then he shot the guy. It was really funny. It was a good movie.
Oh no, it's
a 360. You would turn and you would end up in the same place you started. You twit.
Yes, thank you. I love that fucking scene. It was hilarious.
I like that entire movie. I don't know why people hate it.
It was amazing. It was a great parody of action movies. I thought it was awesome. Last Action was amazing.
It was fantastic.
I need to rate this call very bad for the fifth time. 1 second.
It's terrible.
Don't everybody laugh.
Well, you're gonna edit it, so it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, there was actually a lot of the call fell through a lot of times, so I'm gonna have to do a lot of cleaning.
Don't worry though, because I'm also recording, so you could probably figure out whichever one has the better thing.
Send angle.
Also good.
Then you can take the actual 8 minutes we spent talking about Game of Thrones. And stretch it into
it was like 10 minutes. Yeah, whatever. Just stretch it out. Add some filler.
We spent 30 good minutes talking about rape, as we should.
That's right.
Put a bunch of commercials in the middle, and we'll be fine. It'll fill it up.
What is this?
I will say this. We have the most rapey Game of Thrones podcast on the internet. I will say that right now.
It's good.
I will make that statement. We could file a press release right now.
The Marie. Most rapey Game of Thrones podcast on the internet.
It's forced moments of intimacy.
Stop saying
no. I like the.
Okay, then go get me a forced moments of intimacy kit.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you give me one of those? That way, fucking Law and Order forced intimacy group to go over and take care of it.
You know what I call it? Forced intimacy.
I would love to watch Law and Order Game of Thrones. It would.
You
make
would
my
call it a Tuesday, life. Sean.
Can you imagine a Law and Order Game of Thrones? It would only be rape calls. It'd be fucking amazing. Or just
Ice
to be like,
would lose
well,
his mind.
Dung dung. So wait. Are you telling me they cut a wolf's head off and they put it on a guy and then they fuck the wolf's body?
Yep.
Oh, I guess it's a normal Tuesday. Just send it to the lab.
That wasn't a guy. That was a midget.
Whatever.
He would just be like, "How did they bake this pie with birds in it?"
It's wait. It'd be like, on "Hold on. Are you saying he was poisoned at a wedding?" Well, yeah. I'm getting choked up.
Spoiler alert.
I like it. I would watch this show now for sure-sies. Oh, God, the interrogations would be amazing.
To tell me you raped your sister on the corpse of your dead incest son.
There was 20 of us raping her. How do you know it was me?
And was the she wounded by the next episode? No, who cares?
It's like in the Middle East. It's not rape as long as three
Your
other
Honor,
men
he's
are
using,
watching you.
Your Honor, the defense is using sorcery. I'll allow it.
You allow
I want to see... I want to see where this is going.
She just threw leeches on a fire. I don't know how this is a defense.
My son's a frog now. Hey, watch your step, but keep it going. And watch it. There needs to be police. There's got to be someone solving these crimes. Why hasn't it been made yet? Marie.
Objection.
Send a letter to Dick, insert laugh, Wolf, and tell him that
Dick Wolf.
We
need more rape.
We need him to talk to George Cat Stepping on Keyboard, whatever his name is.
R Martin.
Martin, and tell him.
Like a seal?
R.
Or like a pirate.
Yar.
And tell him. That we want him to collaborate, to do a collabo, I think is what the kids call it.
If someone called you a dick wolf, would you take that as a compliment or an insult?
Compliment. I think it's a compliment.
Somebody gave me a wolf dick.
You take it on your face.
Or that.
And mouth. I really, really would like to see it, though. Make it happen, somebody. On YouTube. I'm too lazy. I'm not going to do it. But someone else do it. And just send me royalties. It's funny.
Just, you know.
Or fucking College Humor do it if I even think about it. So whatever. That's fine.
Phil Lord's going to steal your idea.
Phil Lord better watch his P's and Q's.
Phil Lord calling in for 22 Jump Street.
Well, I'm glad you asked. Marie's actually in contact with him now, and he will be calling in to promote 22 Jump Street.
Well, not right now.
Not immediately, but very soon.
But excellent. Like,
but immediately, or he'll never be my BFF again on Wikipedia.
His loss.
Yeah, his loss, bro. Best friends forever, Phil.
Best dudes forever.
All right, this is it for this week's Game of Thrones. Check us out on downloads on morelikeradio.com/downloads. I am Western Echo.
Oh, I'm Nerd Ariel.
Go ahead, guys, plug away.
My name is Hippo Juice, or
is it?
It's now Background Rape Sean. So
I like it. Please make your Twitter name change soon.
Background forced moments of intimacy. D.
Background rape is it?
Couch.
That's your DJ names.
Forced moments of intimacy.
A little wordy, but I like it. Marie,
listen
anything?
To the band Rape on Chickens.
This is Marie Lopez signing off from Hippo Juice and Dungeon Royce.
I really thought the earlier stuff was a lot grittier, Ariel. Just saying.
I don't know. When they went dubstep, it just did not work.
And right, guys. Scrambler Wait. In Shy right. from The Red Show.
You know, every week I forget somebody. Last week on Facebook, I forgot to mention Flames, and he got very upset with me.
Yeah, well, he's a douchebag.
Well,
and Royce from the fucking Milky Way, because I own this bitch.
You bought a Milky Way at the store yesterday.
Shut the fuck up, bro. Don't fucking ruin my cred.
But that
Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Galaxy.
Sir Royce Lopez.
Sir Royce Lopez, and it was a Three Musketeers, motherfucker.
When were united?
Recently.
You missed it, Sean?
With the Oath Keeper that Marie mentioned earlier. It's actually much messier than being regularly united.
It took me half a second.
What? I'm bringing a full circle. Because this circle ain't happening.
Oh, boy. Like, you did it before I could.
I got you.
Boy.
Hashtag free Hodor.
Kind of chocolate in it.
Hodor.
Hodor.
Hashtag what the fuck you crying for, Brienne.
Hashtag free Tyrion.
Hashtag baby slayer also.
Hashtag background rape.
Do you think they call the baby White Walker a white crawler?